Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances of getting a description of the object you saw over the ocean on the 30th?
Oh, I'll give you a good description of it.
Okay, fine.
We were tacking west, tuna fishing, and it appeared right over my port pole. It was just like a tripod, you know, that you had a telescope on it.
Yes.
And from being around airplanes and stuff like that, I would say that the thickness of it at the forward end would be about 20 feet, and it was about three times that long.
I see.
And there was no wings or tail or wheels or nothing else on it. It was just, a lot of guys say they look like a saucer, but they really don't. They've got a leading end to them.
Would this in any way resemble a cigar?
No. It was cylindrical in shape, only
I see.
It was thicker on the forward end. And that's the end that it took off from. Like that would be the end that they were running it from.
I see.
It wasn't truly a saucer as you would think of a saucer.
Yes.
It looked, kind of, if you laid a long raindrop on its side, you know.
Oh, you're talking about an oval shape then.
Well, it would be oval, but... it was longer than it was high, and it was, it had a kind of a, in the direction that it took off to, that end of the body or object was thicker than the other part.
I see. That would be the bow of it then, more or less.
Yeah, it would be the bow
right.
of it, yeah.
Right.
We watched it stay motionless for a good, 3 or 4 minutes before it took off, and another boat that was coming out that morning, too. They observed it, too. And there was, it was a charter boat, and about half of the crew, there was about 10 people on the boat that saw it at the same time.
I see.
Then I asked the next day, I called him because I knew he was out, and I asked him if he was looking to the west about that time in the morning, and he said, yeah. He says, I'm not nuts. He says, I know what you're talking about. So we went ahead and discussed it for a minute or two on the air there, and I asked him, and he told me how many people had seen it. You know, they watched it, and it just took off like a shot. And then another tuna boat came back on the air and said that he had observed it, too. And he was about 10 miles below us.
I see.
I talked when I came in. I was out for 3 days, and when I came in... a couple other tuna boat skippers came and talked to me, and they said that they had observed it. And from all the plottings that I could take and Loran bearings, we had people looking at it from about a 10-mile semicircle.
I see.
And nobody could see any tails or head or wings or anything on it.
No protrusions at all.
No protrusions at all, no.
I see.
It was just an oval-shaped... longer than it was tall.
Yes. How about the color?
It was just a silver color. No, it didn't have any flashing lights or anything like that on it. You know, you hear these guys say, oh, they
right.
have flashing lights and all that. No. It just looked like you took the body of a big plane and pulled all the wings off it off, you know, and snubbed her down a little bit on the tail surfaces and shortened her up.
Now, when this took off, did it take off in a horizontal flight path? Or did it move upward?
It moved off a little bit to horizontal, and then it just shot right straight up in the air.
Perfect vertical climb?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But how long would you say it took to leave your sight?
Well, I turned around and landed a tuna fish, and to throw a tuna fish in with a short line takes about, not more than a minute. And we all looked back, and that bugger was gone.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It just disappeared. Now, Frank, he watched it the full time, and he watched its full takeoff, and he said that that thing just shoop and was gone. He said it didn't leave any vapor trailing around, and I just saw it start to go when I turned around and grabbed the line and threw a tuna aboard.
Do you have any estimate of how far away it was from you?
Well, I would say it was not more than, look at the angle. I'd say it was an elevation of around 2,000 feet. feet, and it wasn't any more than 2 miles from us.
I see, and that was in the western sky?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when you first spotted this, did you just happen to look up into the sky, or did this thing appear to just suddenly appear to you?
Oh, I just looked up across the pole to see if anything was bouncing, and there it was sitting right,
okay.
right above the pole.
Okay.
Now, I talked to one of these tuna skippers told me that last year they were out there, and they didn't say anything about it. There was three of them appeared. And while they were there, they had no radio communication.
I see.
And it was about this same time last year, and there was three of them. And everybody out there thought their dang radios went haywire, you know, and was cussing and snorting, and pretty soon everybody's radio started working when they took off.
Uh-huh. Well, this is very common.
And I noticed that in, I got this questionnaire from the other center to answer, and I noticed in there that they had electrical interference.
Right. Right. This is quite common, especially with vehicles.
Uh-huh.
What is the name of your boat?
Irene B.
Irene B.
Mm-hmm.
About what time was that object seen?
About 7:45.
And how about the weather?
Oh, beautiful.
Blue sky.
Yeah, beautiful okay. blue sky. There was no overcast or nothing. It was just a fantastic morning as far as weather is concerned.
Anyone think of taking a picture?
Well, we didn't have a camera aboard.
Oh, be darned.
So I don't know whether any of the other boats took a picture or not. I could have Frank check with the other boats and see if any of the skippers did take a picture of it.
That would be great.
He's out tuna fishing now, but when he comes back in, I'll check with him and see if he'll ask the boys out there. I'm too far away to reach them by there on low range on their radios. And
yes.
Unless you're out there, well, you can't pick them up.
Well, Paul, do you work that area year-round?
Oh, no. No, I'm just out there in the fall tuna fishing, summer and fall.
I see. Uh-huh. If we send you a questionnaire, will you fill ours in also?
Sure. Be happy
okay.
to.
And we'd appreciate the names of as many witnesses or the other skippers that we could get also.
Okay. My wife said she gave you a Walt address.
Yes.
And he was in the cabin there doing some washing dishes. And Franklin on the TP3, contact him. He would have a list of the people that was on board that day.
Fine.
And there'd probably be at least ten witnesses there. And I'm going to have to scratch my head and see if I can remember which boats was which now that came and talked to me about it.
Uh-huh.
But you know, the funny part of it is nobody will say anything about the damn things. And if somebody does say it, well, then they'll all come forward.
That's right. It just takes one to trigger the whole thing.
The rest of them, they're going to keep their mouth shut. They think you're nuts, you know.
All right. That's even that condition is beginning to change, though. What is your address?
The Westport, Washington. While you're talking about this, when I went to the police station here in Westport to find out where I could report it or do something about it, the deputy here saw one just a short time before that, and they didn't make a reporting of it.
Well, the same day?
No.
Was
earlier before that,
I see.
As I understand it, talking to the police chief down here, that one of the deputies had seen one in the morning, and they just didn't do anything about it.
That's really too bad, because it's these kind of reports that are really important in our investigation research program.
Well, when I went and asked them, they says, yeah, we got something around here someplace, and they had to look the whole damn office over to find out where to make their calls and contact.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was pretty lousy, because I know you're supposed to report this stuff.
Yes, because I can remember sending them brochures. We sent them to all the law enforcement agencies.
Yeah. Well, they finally found it.
Well, that's great. Well, we sure appreciate your giving us your time and describing this and just how you saw this object.
Well, okay. Let me ask you a few questions first.
Okay,
now,
sure.
Your organization. Is this a private organization?
Very definitely, yes.
Okay. Where do you get your information from? And as far as my name, phone number, and so on.
Okay, we've originally picked the story up from a newspaper article in the Aberdeen Daily World.
Okay.
And we contacted the Westport Police Department, and we got the name of the and telephone number of Paul Savage and also Frank Anderson.
Right.
and I believe the lady at the police department gave us the name of your brother, and he in turn gave us your name and telephone number.
No, that's very true. No, I was just curious.
Uh-huh.
It's an honest question.
Sure. Let's get the testimony of as many witnesses as possible on this particular incident.
No, this is fine. It's very sketchy. I can tell you what I observed, and, you know,
yes.
I don't have any strong feelings one way or the other. I feel it's possible. Understand it? So, and like I say, it was probably about around 8-ish in the morning, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the rest of it told you, but that's my recollection. And, now what do you need to know?
Okay, what we want to know is, we want to get a complete description of how you saw the object, and also important here is we're trying to find out how many people actually saw the object leave.
Well, this is something that none of us on Paul's boat saw, and I'm sure it's been explained to you by both Paul and my brother Walt. Now, my other brother, he was in the cabin, and he didn't see this.
Uh-huh.
Paul brought this to my attention. We were just mulling around, trolling, you know. And he looked up, or he says, "What's that up there?" And I said, "Hell, I don't know." And but whatever it was dead still.
Uh-huh.
And this is a clear blue sky, believe it or not. Because it was a beautiful day. And it was bright in appearance. But it didn't move.
Yes.
And he says, "Sure as hell isn't playing." And this is a re. And I suppose, and I'm guessing here again too, we might have looked at it for a minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes. And my brother Walt come over, and he might have been looking at it for about 30 seconds. And at that time, we got a fish on.
I see.
So everybody diverted their attention to this. And there again, I would say the lapse time would probably be 2 minutes at the most. I don't know if you ever tuned a fish or not.
No, I haven't.
But anyway, you hand line them in.
Right.
And maybe I'm minimizing that a little bit. It might have been 2-3 minutes. But after we got it on board, looked back around, and it was gone. Now, as far as leaving goes, I didn't see it. And I'm sure Paul didn't see it, and or Walt. As far as... But it was impossible, and to our line of thinking, that anything could disappear that quick.
Right. Okay, now how would you describe the shape of this thing?
Well, I would say, you know what a polywog looks like?
Yes.
Like that.
Oh, I see. Okay. It was tapered that much towards the end?
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
In proportion.
Yes. What was the color?
Color, it was not bright, not, well, it's hard to explain that. I'd say dim sunlight.
Uh-huh.
And maybe having a shadow around it, just a dimmer shadow around it, or a haze, if I can put it that way.
Yes.
That was my impression.
Would you say that the object, Alec, just from, as you observed it?
No, I couldn't say that.
You didn't see any sun flashes off of it then?
No, there was no flash. It was just, no, I couldn't say that.
Okay. And you figured it was in, you observed it from 1 to 2 minutes at least?
Yes, and I'm guessing there.
Yes.
Because it, your mind is on other things, and it's something that, you're not even thinking about.
Right.
Follow me?
Yes.
And you don't really realize, or you're not functioning properly as far as observing. You know, you see something. Yeah, it's there. Right?
Right.
But the thing that got me, when we turned around, it was gone. And you're talking about a clear day, and no obstruction whatsoever as far as haze or fog or anything. I think Paul made the comment, there's no way in hell a plane or anything else could get out of sight that quick.
Yes.
That you wouldn't see it on the horizon.
Right.
And I agree.
Okay.
And what was your name?
Bob Gribble.
Bob Gribble?
Gribble, yes. G-R-I-B-B-L-E.
Okay. Can I ask you a question, Bob?
Sure.
How much information do you get over a period of time, say, in a 2-3 month period, along these lines?
Well, this year it's been very busy, especially for the Pacific Northwest. We've had quiet years when we get practically nothing. Now, I think right now we're averaging about, I'd say probably 20...